We're here for the with the latest Ask It Or segment with defensive tackle and junior Adam Smotherman. First fan question says, Adam, let me first off say, go Smyrna. With the shutout over Western Carolina, do you think the defense can be that good every week?
I think so. I think we come out here, our coaches put together a great game plan for us every week, and we come out here and work hard, and there's no reason we can't be that good every week. We got a lot of playmakers on defense, got a lot of speed. We're going to itch in the mouth every play, so there's no reason we can't be.
How did it feel good to preserve that shutout and get that first one, I think, in a decade?
That felt great because we were talking about that before before the game. I think TJ brought up that we hadn't had a shutout in 10 years, so it was a good feeling to get that at the end of the game. We were pretty excited about that.
Next question, the fan wants you to talk about looking back at last year, the experience leading up to the Auburn game and ESPN game day, and how did it feel for them to be on location here at Vanderbilt?
That was great. I think that was huge for the program, for recruiting and everything, and that just kind of was a, I don't know, it was such a great feeling because in the past nobody's given Vanderbilt any respect, and we all came in as recruits knowing that, and to get that kind of national recognition was a great feeling. That kind of all the hard work we put in, it made us feel like we were finally getting some recognition for it.
Instances like that, and you know, this weekend going to LSU, one of the craziest places in the nation, just playing college football in the best conference in the land. I mean, talk about, just put that into perspective.
That's great. That's one of those things, it's hard to describe with words. My family asks me that all the time. Like, what's it like playing in those big stadiums? It's just like, think of the biggest rush you've ever gotten in your life, and that's every second that you're on the field there. So it's a great feeling. You know, all the crowds screaming and everything. And I've heard that LSU's the only stadium to ever register on the Richter scale, so that's going to be kind of cool. I'm excited to go down there.
Any other rushes that you've experienced? You know, some people skydive or bungee jump or anything else?
No, I'm not into stuff like that. I'll never do anything like that unless I absolutely have to, like, save my life or something.
Someone asked this next question. I remember watching you at Smyrna. It's awesome to see what you've accomplished on and off the field. What contributed most to your success now that you're dominating on the college level?
I'd say my coaches and my teammates and my family. My coaches and my teammates pushing me every day to be my best, and my family just always being there to encourage me and to tell me, you know, no matter what happens, they're always going to support me. So it just kind of takes a little of the pressure off. You know, I've always got them in my corner. So them encouraging me to work hard is the biggest thing.
Coming out of high school, you were playing both sides of the ball. Did you expect to play defensive line, or was it a transition?
No, actually, I expected to play offensive line when I got here, and I started talking to Coach Fowler and Coach Logo, and they said they'd give me an opportunity on defense in camp, and it worked out, and I've been on D-line ever since.
You enjoy that?
Oh, yeah. I love D-line. I love it. That's great.
Do you learn stuff from being on, having played the other side of the ball?
Yeah, I do. I do. I'm able to look at O-line tendencies a little better because I know, you know, I can think like an offensive lineman, so I can kind of see, you know, kind of think of what they're going to do maybe a little bit before they do it. Still trying to work on that, trying to get better at that.
Talk about this. You know, you have your go-to pose of flexing your bicep. What's the story behind that? How'd that start?
Both my brothers always been big-time lifters, and they, you know, since I was in middle school, they've had me lifting, and I love weightlifting. I want to be a strength coach when I'm done here, and so that's just kind of my thing, just, you know, double biceps, throw it up.
Talk about that. You talked about your brothers. I think you're, what, the youngest of five?
I'm the youngest of five, yeah,
youngest
two brothers.
Of five. What was that like growing up?
It was great, actually, because they're all older than me, so they're a lot older than me. The closest one to me is my brother, who's 9 years older than me, and it was great because they were able to show me the ropes and you know, kind of help me through normal teenage problems that some other people might not, you know, be able to make it through as easily without older siblings. So it was great. I loved it.
Tell me about the family reunions. Is there wrestling? Is there strength competitions? What's going on?
No, not really. I mean, when me and my brothers lift, we always compete a little bit because I called my brother over the off season. We had benchmark day, and I was like, "Hey, man, I got 4:30." He goes, "Well, you passed me," and he's like, not disappointed, but just kind of like, you know, never thought he'd see the day that I passed him. So we just compete like that.
Do you consider yourself the strongest Commodore?
There are guys stronger than me on the team, but. Yeah, they're guys stronger than me for sure. I try to be the fastest lineman, but they're definitely guys stronger than me on the team.
What about Coach Sisk? You talked about wanting to be a strength coach at some point in your life.
Yeah. He's a great mentor for me, kind of just, you know, showing me the passion he has for his job and everything. I see that every day, and I mean, he's, you know, he never has an off day. He's always fired up in the weight room, and that's just that's encouraging to see that, you know, because I want to strive to be like that when I'm a strength coach, so definitely.
Passion he brings, you know, his pregame speeches or everything else, just...
I love it, yeah. He's just passionate about everything, anything Vanderbilt football. He's fired up about it, and I like to see that.
Next question here, obviously, someone's told me that you have a rock collection. Well, what's that about?
Oh, wow. No, whenever I was younger, I just started collecting a lot of different things. I got football cards, you know. I got both my brothers in the military and everything, so I got, you know, military medals and things like that, and I just started collecting rocks when I was younger. I got a pretty big collection. It's cool. Got some cool stuff in there.
Favorite rock or what?
Oh, I got a crystal that my dad gave me. That's pretty cool. I think that's probably my favorite, yeah.
Do you actually go out searching for rocks? Is it like an expedition? What?
I mean, I don't really know a lot about rocks, so don't get me wrong, but yeah, I mean, whenever I was younger, I spent every waking moment outdoors that I could, so I was always digging around for rocks and all kinds of stuff, so yeah.
Did you take geology classes?
I actually have never taken a geology class. I should probably do that.
This person wants to know, obviously another Smyrna person, do you hang around Sunny Gray a lot on campus?
We don't really see each other that much. We don't, I mean, we see each other around campus and we always talk, and then, you know, talk about the old days sometimes and things like that at Smyrna, but we don't really see each other that often, I guess. Conflicting schedules, you know, but we always definitely talk whenever we see each other.
A lot of Smyrna athletes here playing at Vanderbilt in various sports.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the best of the group right now?
Oh, Sonny Gray. I can't lie, Sonny Gray, man, he's a beast.
Does it bother you that him and James have that state title ring?
Nah. People ask me that all the time. You know, it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't our time at Smyrna when I played. That's not something I'm jealous of. You know, it would have been nice, but it's, you know, it's all in the past. It's high school. It's not a big deal.
We talked to Broderick Stewart last week, and he said to ask you a couple questions. One, talk about, you know, getting baptized by team spiritual leader, Lance Brown.
Yeah, that was a great feeling because I had been baptized back in high school, but it was just kind of one of those things, you know, like this is what you're supposed to do kind of thing, but I never really felt it in my heart. And really in the last year, I've just made a lot of changes in my life with Brother Brown kind of guiding me and being my mentor, and you know, I felt in my heart that I wanted to get baptized, and I wanted him to do it, so it was a great experience.
Does that kind of help you put things in perspective? Just, you know, obviously there's a lot of emotions that go on the field, and, mm-hmm. and being a student-athlete at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely, because I'm just trying to live my life for God and take all the tools that he's given me and make the most of them on the field and in the classroom and off the field. So yeah, it definitely puts things in perspective. It's a constant reminder of how I need to be living my life because, you know, I want people to look up to me, and if they're going to look up to me, then I need to be doing things right. That's the way I look at it.
Broderick also asked, who do you look up most on the defensive line? He said he wanted to know who you looked up to the most.
Who I look up to the most? I'd say two people. I'd say Broderick and Steven Stone. I'd say Broderick just because he's like Coach Sisk. He's always fired up. You're never going to see Broderick down. You're never going to see him with low energy. He's always fired up. He loves Vanderbilt football. He loves his defensive line, so I like that. I look up to Stone because he's probably one of the most consistent players on this team, and he's always working hard. He's always, you know, he's always going to have a positive attitude, and he's always there, you know, anytime I want to talk or anything. So, yeah, Broderick and Stone.
Also guys like Theo Horrocks who've come back here.
Oh, yeah,
and what they've done.
Definitely. I played against Theo in high school, so we kind of knew each other coming in, and he actually was the one that encouraged me to go talk to Coach Fowler and Logo to get on the D-line. So Theo and I have been friends since I stepped on campus, and he's definitely been a good one to look up to with technique and just intensity and everything. He's a great player.
Obviously also on the D-line, TJ Greenstone, you guys are pretty good friends.
Yeah.
Just talk about that relationship. Do you guys room together?
We room together on the road, or in the hotel on the road, and then during camp we room together. TJ and I are good friends. We're always joking on each other, and you know, anything we know about each other that we can make a joke out of, we will. So that's the whole D-line, though. We're always joking on each other and trying to find dirt on each other. We have a good time.
Any inside competitions between you and the other tackles this year?
No, not really. I mean, we're definitely always competing to see who can get the most sacks and things like that. That's mainly TJ and Broderick. They got a little feud going because it's pretty funny in meetings every time. TJ will make a joke on Broderick, be like, how many sacks you got? So, yeah, it's just pretty much getting sacks is our little competition.
Any other nicknames besides Smo? Obviously, that's the popular one.
No, not really. That's really the only one.
Yeah. How long have you had that? I mean, just since you were...
Since I was a freshman in high school, I had really just started playing football in eighth grade. And I got up to high school, and we were in camp, and the freshman coaches were they were like, man, you know, Smotherman's too long to say every time we want to yell at you, so we're just going to say Smo. And I carried over to the team, carried over to school, carried over to college. So.
Do you have any idea back then in eighth grade or freshman that you'd be where you are now?
Oh, no, not a clue, not a clue. Because when I was in eighth grade, I didn't know how to play football, and I wasn't very good. And then when I got up to high school, started getting a little better, but I still had no idea that I'd end up here. And then my junior year, when I started getting recruited, it started to become more of a reality for me.
Next week's guest is going to be Brent Trice. What do we need to know about him? What should we ask him?
Oh, man. What should we ask Brent? Ask him how many tattoos we have, how many tattoos he has, because I've been trying to count. I can't. It's too hard.
How many do you have?
I just got one.
One. What is it?
It's a cross. It's the Psalm 23 and 24. Just two verses that I really got started in, you know, really looking into deep whenever I became a Christian, and just felt compelled to put it on my body.
Well, good luck this week at LSU. Thanks, Adam.
All right.